We begin our next set of news items with a good news story for those of you with a sweet tooth. Those with a sweet tooth can get their fix at a donut stall that has just opened at Norwich Market. Doodle Donuts was founded by Gemma Oakes, 31, in 2017. She started out doing the Saturday market in nearby Framlingham and then moved to Ipswich Market with a gazebo setup. After the pandemic, she wanted to expand her customer base and brought Doodle Donuts to various Norfolk events, which got a great response. In June this year, she had a pop-up at Norwich Market for a fortnight, and she has now secured another one for 3 months. She is at stall 176 from now until November, and all her donuts are handmade and vegan. Miss Oakes said, "Norwich has such a great community feel, and the market is in the ideal area of the centre of the city." She added, "Don't let the fact that it's vegan put you off. I want to sell donuts that are for everyone, and my next step is gluten-free. I would eventually like a permanent stall, and this three-month pop-up gives me the chance to see if it will work."
It is one of the most expensive periods in the calendar for any parent. But a new initiative is hoping to help take out some of the stress of the annual back-to-school uniform shop. Norwich's Castle Quarter is asking parents to donate any unwanted, pre-loved school uniform ready for its Given in Kindness pop-up. With school out for summer, parents may find themselves with good quality items either unworn or outgrown. Rather than throwing it out, Castle Quarter is asking parents to donate the items so they can then be passed on to others who need them and prevent them going to landfill. Gemma Hyde, Marketing and Administration Manager at Castle Quarter, said, "We're collecting school uniform clothing that is in wearable condition but is no longer needed. If you have just a couple of items to donate, these can be dropped into our collection bin on the ground floor at the bottom of the spiral staircase outside Boots. Or if you have larger bags of school uniform to donate, please drop these at our management offices on level 3. Once enough items are donated, Castle Quarter will run the pop-up where people can pick up items for free. Details of this will be announced later in the month."
Meet a Strictly Come Dancing star at a special event taking place in Norwich this summer. Anton Dubek, a pro-turned-judge on the hit BBC show, is heading to Waterstones in Castle Street on Thursday, August the 29th, 2024, at 2:30 p.m. He will be signing copies of his debut children's book, Codename Foxtrot. Set in 1940, 10-year-old twins Harry and Rosie are evacuated from London to live with their mysterious great-uncle on the stormy Lancashire coast. Missing home, they throw themselves into the local dance show, determined to do their bit and maybe even perform at the famous Blackpool Winter Gardens. There will be a photo opportunity, and tickets cost £7.99 and include a copy of the book and entry for a child and accompanying adult. Book at waterstones.com/events.
Get transported to Paris inside a newly revamped Norwich cafe without needing to cross the channel. Café Benji has reopened on floor 1 of Gerald's department store after a 4-week refurbishment. The new look draws inspiration from the bustling cobblestone streets and the romantic ambiance of the French capital. It features wooden shutters and panelling from Norfolk Reclamation, which is based in Panksworth, but also has a concession in Gerald's. The ceiling has been raised to create a more open feel and there are plants dotted around the space. Rosie Bossart, head of hospitality at Gerald's, said, "This is a new evolution of Benji's. It's seen us learn from our successes in other parts of the business. We wanted it to have its own identity with a theme, so it didn't just feel like a cafe in a department store. The menu is a celebration of French cuisine, and on the counter is a range of pastries, cakes, tartine open sandwiches, and pis saladier, a flatbread topped with onions, olives and anchovies."
A new cocktail and gin bar will soon launch in Norwich's lanes. Bullard's, a city business that has been supplying beers, wines and spirits for six generations, is set to open a new bar in Bedford Street. The venue will be located at 27C, beside the Cozy Club and the Wild Man, and bosses hope to contribute to the area's vibrant scene. Customers will be able to browse the shop, stocked with glassware, barware, gifting and more, as well as try a tipple or two from the bar. Earlier this year, Oliver Chapman, the firm's brand experience manager, said, "We are excited to open Bullard's Tipsy Anchor Bar and Shop and provide our customers with an immersive and memorable spirit experience. Our goal is to create a space where people can taste our exceptional spirits, learn about our brand's heritage, and enjoy expertly crafted cocktails in a vibrant atmosphere." And that concludes our adverts.